Here's another story about teenagers and adults. It's from commentator Daniel Pinkwater.
On the corner of Mill and East Market Streets in Rhinebeck, New York, is the old United Smoke Shop. When I was in college, I used to drop in and buy a clear Havana cigar for a quarter. The place is still doing business, just as it was with the 100-year-old display cases, the tins of Balkan Sobrani pipe tobacco, and New York, Albany, and Boston newspapers. Ron, the present proprietor, a pleasant fellow, told me this story. Last summer, Ron's shop assistant noticed a youth, maybe 15 or 16, slipping a package of cheap cigars into his pocket. "Put that back and get out of here," she told him. The kid replaced the cigars and zipped out the door. Months later, the same kid comes in, this time in a 3-piece suit, white shirt and tie, shiny shoes, snap-brim hat. The shop assistant gives Ron the high sign. Sure enough, the kid goes for the cigars, but this time he presents them at the counter. "Good day, shopkeeper," the kid says. "I wish to purchase these cigars." "And are you over 18?" Ron asks. "Of course I'm over 18," the kid says. "And how am I to know this?" asks Ron. "Well, look at the suit," the kid says. People who are over 18 usually carry some form of identification indicating their age. Do you have that? "Unfortunately, I do not," the kid says. "My religion prohibits carrying documents of that sort." Ron indicates the door, and the kid leaves. I've been racking my brains trying to remember if I ever mentioned the hat ploy in any of my young adult fiction. I had such a hat, and it never failed. I was served in bars from age 14. Of course, I lived in Chicago, so the hat might have had nothing to do with it. I'm assuming a kid like this is a reader of mine.
Daniel Pinkwater's latest book is called The Education of Robert Nifkin. It's All Things Considered.